Fall Guy, the new film from filmmaker David Leitch, premiering here at the South by Southwest Film Festival, stars Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt, and actually a bunch of other names that aren't being quite as, like, advertised in the trailers.
Yeah, and it almost makes it funnier when you see them on screen and you realize, like, who he's the stunt double for, and you're like, that's so fucking funny.
But yeah, a pretty good cast in this one. One of the more hyped films premiering here at South by Southwest, yes, about a stuntman who sort of gets in over his head. We were hoping to see this movie. A lot of people were hoping to see this movie. Yeah. I think I got in line about 3 hours before, and I did not get in. Art, I think you saw me in line.
I saw you in line. I got a picture of the marquee.
And you said no.
And I said absolutely not. There was a line for the marquee picture.
Yeah.
It was one of the biggest things that Congress was completely shut down, and then I saw how they rolled in, literally. And I was like, they actually did a stunt performance coming
they did.
In.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt arrived on the back of, like, a pickup truck. There were motorcycles doing wheelies.
People flipping over motorcycles. Yeah. Like,
they made it a whole spectacle. Yeah. One that we will have to wait to talk about. But luckily, Amanda made her way inside.
Got
to see the
she
fall guy.
She parkoured from the top of the Paramount crazy
I
stuff.
Did, snuck you in. Know? Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
So tell us, how did the Fall Guy land for you? Because this is one that Art and I were kind of skeptical about before the festival started.
So that was the thing.
He's a bigger fan of the director.
I didn't realize who it was. I would have been more excited had I realized who
I don't
the director
really like
was.
David
Leitch. Yeah, you don't like David Leitch. Yeah. He likes more, what was the other guy?
From
Doug Liman. But Doug Liman's last good movie was, we've been saying it, 2014.
Edge of Tomorrow.
And now she's in this one.
Yeah.
So
maybe Emily Blunt's the secret.
I think Emily Blunt is the secret sauce. Yeah, I was kind of mixed. I feel like I had seen the trailer for it, and when I saw the trailer, I thought it looked good, and then kind of forgot that I'd seen the trailer for it. So when we were getting in here, I was kind of like, is this going to be like another Gray Man? Is this going to be something that should have been on Netflix? Because, you know, you got to realize, like, we've been going through a run. It's been a little bit rough. Some of the movies we've been seeing that we've been really excited for have been a little bit rough.
Yeah.
So it's getting to that, and I'm like, I have been nothing but disappointed with all of these action movies, specifically the ones that Ryan Gosling's been choosing for the streaming services. So I kind of worried we were getting another one of those. And it is just, it was so fun. It was so good. It was so good. And I was so happy I saw it. That's because good. I think it is my favorite movie of the festival.
Hey!
Spoiling our top tens here.
You got to sometimes. Because it's coming out soon. So, like, by the time you're watching this, you might be able to watch it. And it's, or, like, catch some they're doing some pre-40X screenings.
Which we don't recommend.
Will probably kill you.
According to the stunts that you were telling me, I don't want to feel those.
And that's what I mean. So this is a movie that it's, obviously we know that, like, stunt work isn't something that's always appreciated as much as it should be. And there's a couple reasons for it. They don't want to include it in the Oscars because they don't want to encourage people to do stunts that might be more likely to kill you to just continuously one-upping itself. So I can kind of see.
They should just do that for money?
Logic, that's what I mean. People will do it anyways. People are willing to do more stunts, but I can at least maybe get the argument, but I do think that they should be acknowledged because they make or break so many movies. Even the stuff that you don't even realize that stunt people are doing, they are. So this has a lot of love for that. You know, Ryan came right out and was like, there are so many incredible things in this movie. We broke a world record for a car roll thing, and I did absolutely none of it. And even the stunt guy was like, you did some stuff. He's like, no, I do not. No, you did everything, man. Like, this is all you. And it really goes in on that and the idea of, like, a stuntman, the performance, like, how much work actually goes into it, how much acting they're still technically doing in a lot of these scenes, even if they're not the ones saying words. They're still doing so much of the physicality. And these scenes that you think are so cool are so often these people, whether it be just getting blown into rocks or being dropped from really high buildings or rolling cars. Like, there's so many different aspects to it that I have so much respect for, and this movie definitely does too.
So does this movie then have, like, a lot of the kind of, like, behind the scenes little glimpses at, like, this is how the sausage gets made kind of stuff?
Yeah, a little bit. Probably not as much as they would like. Like, I know someone who works with like second unit Marvel a lot, and that's the stunt stuff, and I feel like maybe she wouldn't necessarily.
That'd be an interesting
yeah I'd like to know just to see different people's perspective. I think they'll at least appreciate that it's spreading the love, but it's definitely not trying to go so far into it that it's showing you every little thing. And I think there is a catalyst moment in this movie that someone would be like, there's no way that would actually be allowed to happen on a set that was paying attention.
Well, because does this movie primarily take place, like, in and around movie sets? Or because from my impression of the trailer, there's a whole element going on.
It is, but there is.
He's the stunt guy, and Emily Blunt is.
She's the director. So she starts as like a cinematographer, and then in the main set, she is directing this new big action set piece that is absolutely making fun of Dune. Not making, but like trying to make it seem like a weird Dune.
Dune.
They even do like some music flourishes that are so
okay. Yeah,
it's funny. Not Mad Max, it's too.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It could be, it might, the music sounded like more there's Dune-y. Like, yeah, so it's probably both.
Sure,
I think it's a mix. Mad Max would make the most sense, and that's what I thought at first, but then you get one of those like, and I was like, okay, that sounds like Dune now, but yeah, Mad Max does actually make way more sense now that you say it. But it is very, like, they make jokes, they're like, yeah, it's premiering, like, the trailer's premiering at Hall H, you know, for, like, Comic-Con. Like, it feels very in
it knows the
industry.
The
it knows what it's doing. But then it's, like, so delightful and has this, like, multi-stage addressing of just Ryan going through. And he is hilarious, as you would expect. He is very good in these action roles, even in the movies that I feel are phoned in and feel like they have really lazy scripts where, like, they just want X, Y, Z. You know, and then they make the movie and it's out and it's cool. This felt like it has so much heart. So I loved Bullet Train. This does not feel like Bullet Train for people who did not like Bullet Train. But I do find that, you know, Bullet Train does have a lot of really fun, fluid, well-handled action. That happens here as well. There's so many fun moments. Like Winston Duke is in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and he's fantastic. Like, it's very good. I know some people are saying maybe it loses a little bit in the second half, and I do think what I thought they were going to do to get the conclusion is different than what they did. I don't actually think the way they got their answer makes sense. But, hey, it was fun. Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was a very fun, and, like, the title, The Fall Guy, is perfect. Like, when you see the movie, it's, like, multi-tiered. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't even know how many tiered levels that this is going.
I've been seeing a lot of people, because there's a Fall Guys movie actually being made.
Yeah,
So they've been making jokes at that.
But, yeah.
The only other stunt, like, adjacent movie that I can think of is probably Once Upon a Time in Hollywood most recently, because he got the Oscar playing a stuntman.
There's a Peter O'Toole movie, The Stuntman, from like the 70s, but
a while ago. But this is now like the forefront, because even when they came out at the Oscars, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Not awarding, but still honoring, which is really the bit about the awards.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's to honor them. I thought their banter at the Oscars was good. You told me that it was like that for the entire...
It's good. It's good. Great banter on screen. Like, really fun. So I do like that. And I feel like I had one other thing. Oh, yeah. Just their dynamic together. Like, their romance is so good. They have a lot of fun talking about different processes. So she's trying to figure out how she wants to end the movie. And they're, like, talking back and forth with each other, being like, I was thinking of doing a split screen. And then they do the split screen. And it's really fun and very self-aware.
Yeah.
And it loves movies. Like, it's a movie that loves movies and loves the process of making movies. So if you love movies, you should love it,
definitely,
too. It was very fun.
And I've heard a lot of really good things about Gosling. Is it, like, more his movie than her movie?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, it is.
A nice guy for the people who really like his action.
He's kind of like that. He's a little less pathetic in this compared to the nice guys. Nice guys,
he's very pathetic.
Yeah, in this, it's like, you know, he's getting thrown around, but he's still a badass.
Okay,
you know, he's a badass. And it really is more just like him trying to kind of prove. And it's, I don't know, it's nice. It's got some emotional moments. It makes you tear up at times. It does. It's just really good.
Funny,
this is like the
action,
solid, this is that kind of action movie. This is
That's
the
good.
One that you can recommend to anybody. Most people should like it. You'll at least have a good time. You can watch with your family, but then still feel like that was actually a good movie you watched, not just like, I'm going to throw this on. Like, no offense, like Roadhouse. Roadhouse is fine. It's fun.
This is the one you would go out to
this
the theater
This is
for.
The one you'd go out to the
gotcha.
Theater for. This is good. This is an experience. It's funny. It's fun. Good for the whole family.
Just not in 40X.
Probably not in 40X. It's going to hit, basically.
Because then you'd be the one falling.
Whatever you're looking for, it's going to have something, and it's doing it all well. Like, it's doing the romance well. It's doing the crime side well. It's doing the action well. It's something for everyone.
Beautiful.
You said this is maybe your favorite film of South by Southwest.
I think it is.
Do you think this is a movie that's going to stick around when we start talking about our favorite movies of the year?
I'm iffy on action movies, which is also why it's very impressive that this is so high up, because I always say action for me needs something else carrying it, and obviously this has so much comedy that's working for me. That's also like Marvel movies, if it's not staying dynamic in the fights, I lose interest. This is always staying dynamic, so there is a really good chance. I don't know. Like, I'm so bad at knowing what's going to stick and award
you're
stuff.
You're not penciling it
I'm
in.
I'm not penciling it in, but I do think.
Not
I
for awards, but you personally. At least Midway.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think. Midway.
Because it comes out, man.
Based on what we've seen this year so far, I can't it's imagine. Set. It's pretty. That's set for a Midway movie. Easy. Cool. Easy. Very much recommend. Go out to the theater. Have a good time. It's a blast. You can tell that everybody really loved the process of making this movie and being in this movie. Some great music. Great stuff. Great stuff.
Nice.
Any of the other ensemble members that are worth sharing out? I know a lot of people are excited about Stephanie Hsu being in this
role. Oh, she's really good. Yeah, she is really good. Winston Duke's definitely in it more, and he definitely stands out. He is very, very, very good. There is, I don't know. There's actually somebody in it. I don't want to spoil. There's one character that I had no idea what was in it. You'll probably know by the time you go to see the movie, but he's so funny. It's more what his character is and what he serves to the story is funnier than like him actively being on screen with characters at certain times. Okay. But yeah, it's fun.
Art, are you less skeptical now about the Fall Guy?
No, I'm even more excited. The only issue that it was overplayed. I've been seeing this trailer everywhere, and I'm like, I'm kind of tired of seeing the trailer.
Yeah.
I have watched trailers as well.
I'm excited now.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I'm excited.
All right, so
to see it again.
Yeah,
and I'm excited to hear both of you guys discuss the different takes on these action movies here at South by.
Yeah.